Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. I'm Jerry. So I think most of you guys have heard my previous challenge, the one about food labelings. And I was just reading through the comments, and I see that many of you guys do the same thing as I do. Like, we all eat food that already passed the date on the label. And, you know, at first, when I talked about this, I was, like, a little bit worried that maybe you guys would think that I'm like weird and gross, but actually many of you guys do the same thing, in which, like, you know, makes me feel like I'm not alone. So that's cool. And anyway, for today's video, we have a video about depression. It's describing depression as this black dog, which like totally ruins your life. But the most important message from this video is about, you know, just breaking the stigma of mental illness so that people would not be afraid to seek for professional help and actually face the problem. So, yeah, it's a pretty positive video, and it really helps you to get a better understanding about mental illness, especially depression. So for today's challenge, our sentence is quite short, so maybe it's probably easier for you guys. So anyway, today's sentence is, activities that usually brought me pleasure suddenly ceased to. He likes to ruin my appetite. He chewed up my memory and ability to concentrate. Activities that usually brought me pleasure suddenly ceased to. He liked to ruin my appetite. He chewed up my memory and ability to concentrate. And for our vocabulary, the first one we have pleasure. Pleasure. So pleasure 呢是个名词，然后它的意思呢就是愉快啊，或者是欢乐的意思。那如果这件事能够带给你快乐的话，我们会用 bring 这个动词，也就是 bring somebody pleasure 的用法。例如你可以说 reading brings me pleasure， 就是阅读让我快乐，阅读给我带来愉快的心情这样。然后 pleasure 呢，我们也常常会有一些惯用语，例如说 it's my pleasure， 就是你可以说哦，这是我的荣幸，通常是用在例如别人跟你道谢，你的帮他一个什么忙这样，然后你就可以说哦，没问题， it's my pleasure。 然后或者是你见到一个人之后，然后你们要说再见的时候，你就可以说 such a pleasure to meet you， 就是意思就是跟 nice to meet you 一样，就是用另外一种讲法用到 pleasure，所以你也可以说 ，Oh, it was such a pleasure to meet you。那如果想要用形容词呢，也就是令人愉悦、令人愉快的，我们就可以用 pleasant 这个字，或者是 pleasing 也是一样的意思。例如，常常你就可以说 ，It was a very pleasant visit。像可能你去拜访了谁，拜访了某个朋友，然后你就可以说 ，It was a very pleasant visit。或者是你可以说 ，The sound of her voice is so pleasing。就是哦，他的声音非常令人愉快，非常令人感到愉悦这样。那么第二个单字呢，则是 cease 的意思呢，其实就是 stop 的意思，只是它是一个比较正式的用字。像你就可以说 Taipei has finally ceased to rain， 就是台北呢终于停止下雨了。最近这几天虽然还是很冷，不过至少没有下雨了嘛。那么有另外一个从 cease 来的单字叫做 ceaseless， 也就是 cease 加上 less 这个字尾，就是表达没有停止的意思，是个形容词。那你可以说 The ceaseless noise from my neighbor is driving me crazy， 也就是我邻居传来那个不间断的噪音呢，已经快要让我抓狂了。那接下来第三个单字呢，就是 appetite 呢，就是指我们吃饭的胃口嘛。像例句中就是说 ruin my appetite， 就是我没有胃口，把我的胃口搞砸了这样。那另外一个，如果去餐厅的话呢，会常常见的开胃菜也是跟这个字很像，是叫做 appetizer， 也就是我们饭前吃的那种小点心或者是开胃菜的意思。那么在欧美国家呢，也常常吃饭前，有些人就可能会跟你说 Bon Appetit， 就是 bon appetit 的意思，原本的意思就是说祝你有好胃口嘛，不过就是吃饭前的一种跟你祝福，一种打招呼的感觉。那刚讲到 appetizer 是开胃菜呢，我们的主菜呢则是 entree 这个字呢看起来很像 enter， 可是它的念法就是完全不一样，所以如果有出国看到这个字的话就不要念错，因为你可能去餐厅吃饭的时候服务生就会问你说 What would you like for your entree？ 那你就可以回答说哦，你要牛排啊，你要羊排啊之类的。那么第四个单字呢则是 concentrate， 我们大家都知道是专注嘛，专注集中精神的意思，所以就是说 concentrated 呢就是说哦，他是很专注的意思嘛，就像 he is concentrated on 可能 his studies 之类的。不过 concentrate 也有另外一个意思，可以当作浓缩的意思，所以 concentrated juice 也就是浓缩果汁的意思。或者你可以说 concentration 本来也是专注力嘛，不过如果你是说 concentration of a solution 在这里不是当作解答的意思哦，而是水溶液的意思，所以 concentration of a solution 就是指那个溶液的浓度，而就不是专注力的那个意思。那么最后要表达浓缩的方面呢，如果是像炼乳也就是牛奶浓缩嘛，不过我们这边不会用 concentrate 这个字，而会用 condensed， 也就是 condensed milk， 也就是炼乳的意思。所以如果有喜欢做甜点的朋友，可能就会比较常看到这个英文单字 condensed milk。So that's it for today's vocabulary. We have four today, and they're pleasure, cease, appetite, and concentrate.So, let me read our challenge for today one more time. Activities that usually brought me pleasure suddenly ceased to. He liked to ruin my appetite. He chewed up my memory and ability to concentrate. So, this is for today's pronunciation challenge. And I find a video really, like, you can feel the narrator is...like speaking from his own experience, and you can really feel his pain and struggle and fighting with depression. So it really gives you some insight into how people that's suffering from depression feels like and gives you a better understanding about it. So don't forget to leave your recordings and comments down below, and have a good day. See you guys next time.